Hello, Lagos. Good afternoon. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts. First hard fact of the day, 856 new COVID confirmations yesterday. 337 of those are from Lagos. Remember, yesterday I told you that we didn't have Lagos numbers from Tuesday. All 337 cases are actually from Tuesday. So hopefully we'll get Wednesday's Lagos numbers soon. In the meantime, wear a mask whenever you are out and about or when you are around people. Or give gap. Keep your distance. Wash and sanitize your hands as frequently as you can. And if you witness a news event that you think we need to hear about, please give us a call on 01465-7175. If you witness a story, like I said, please, of course, let us know by calling 01465-7175. I have a great show for you today, starting with the big three. We're going to have a conversation with Sylvester Oromoni's sister. Then we'll talk about the DPP's decision not to prosecute the suspects in his death. And then let's talk about President Buhari's interview last night. You've been talking about that all day on social media, on different media platforms. Let's have that conversation right here as well on 99.3 Nigeria Info. After that, we're going to be bringing you the award-winning League of Extraordinary Nigerians. And then we'll bring you Eyewitness at 4:30. On today's Big Heart Fact, we're going to wrap up our look back on 2021 with stories out of Lagos. So we're going to be looking back at the biggest Lagos stories of the year 2021. That's what we'll put a wrap on our account and on our look back on our year in review of the year that some people will call glorious, some people will call terrible, that 2021. Expect news, business and sports at the top of the hour every hour, but let's get started with today's big three. Like I said, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, and these are your hard facts.
This is the Big Three. The Big Three on Hard Facts. On 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Will there be justice for Sylvester? Did the DPP make the right call? And what was the highlight of President Buhari's interview? Those are your big three, Lagos. Let's talk. Our first story is the decision of the DPP to let go the suspects in Sylvester Oromoni's death. Many reactions and comments have poured in since the announcement yesterday. But what I care about the most is how those closest to Sylvester are viewing the events. And that's why I reached out to Annabel Oromoni. Annabel is Sylvester's sister. She's going to be joining us in a few seconds. But before she does, we already reached out. Well, different mediums already reached out to the mother of Sylvester, and she put out this message herself on social media. All right, so now we've got the sound sorted and we can play for you the reaction of Sylvester Oromoni's mom after the Lagos State Government cleared the suspects in his death.
Nigerians, and I appreciate the great love they have for us, the parents, the family of Ogunenyero Sylvester Oromoni Jr. I so much appreciate them. God will continue as they are, as God used them, and God is still using them to fight for us. God will continue to fight for them. God will lift them higher above, higher and higher above the reach of all their enemies. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Nigeria, I'm so happy. And I appreciate the deep love you have for us. The love that you people have for us, I appreciate all. But this battle that is on ground is of the Lord. Everlasting living God, the creator of heaven and earth, the I am that I am, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, the owner of the whole planet, the God that created the whole universe, we must surely avenge the my son, Ogemenyero Sylvester Orumoni. Everlasting living God, we avenge the death of my son, Ogemenyero Sylvester Orumoni Jr. For this, the whole world will know that there is God that fights for the oppressed. Jehovah God, arise! King of glory, arise! And let those that cut the life of my son short. Cut my life short, O Lord. And those that are supporting them, O Lord, cut my life short. Let them feel the pain that I'm passing through. Let them feel the pain that I'm passing, when they breathe the air, oh God, arise. The God of vengeance, arise. Everlasting living God, arise. If they breathe the air, this air that you created, oh Lord, if they breathe the air in, Baba God, may your rod fall on them. Those that saw, Baba God, everlasting living God, the means they use to you, God that never does this, and you never sleeps. You know all those that connected and those that are supporting the evil, oh Lord. But by God, you know all. May your wrath, oh Lord, fall on them. Let them see your anger. The creator of heaven and earth, arise and prove today that I serve you from the bottom of my heart. And let me see the result, oh God. Let me see the result, everlasting living God. Arise. Jehovah, move. Yahweh, move. Everlasting living God, move.
That's Sylvester's mom there reacting to the Lagos State government. The DPP clearing the suspects in Sylvester Romani's death. We're still expecting to be joined by his sister, Annabelle. But Lagos, let me talk to you a bit. Let's talk about what's happened there. Do you think the DPP made the right call? 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling us. What's your name, sir?
Comrade Ikechukwu.
Welcome, Comrade Ikechukwu.
Where are you going?
Because it's again.
And I'm very hungry now. I'm hungry like it. Listen, Nebuchadnezzar for us. They say they don't have any legal backing to take those children to court. Antiba?
Okay, I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
Now, what I want to say, man, I know that these people are passing into prison. I will say, let them go to Supreme Court. Let them go to Supreme Court, because I heard that some of these five boys that are suspecting, some dumb friends, some passed through the gates. I hear me. So I don't know how a person with a even to 2 hours born in Belagos, well, and in Lipugo, Butala. In Lipugo, it go toilet like I don't know what they wanted to do, blacksmith. So, what I want to tell you is, may God wake it arise and carry Ogologoma, to edge swords and pursue people who kill this small boy. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
Now, concerning Buhari, I'm supporting the thing we're talking about, but what I'm not supposed to be saying is saying that answer question. But are they giving him any free hand for him to be for him to answer himself? I was hearing trial. I was hearing to court. If they want him to answer, let them open everything, and do the court proceeding now. Let them answer.
Okay.
So let him answer where concerning direct primary. Make I talk the whole world. Make I not continue. If now that direct primary go make money, please National Appeal Assembly direct primary, because I want if I am voting for Otta Farm Gate next year, I want that result to be captured direct to Abuja.
All right.
I don't want if I vote for Obasanjo Gate before you go reach for Obasanjo Junction, then go alter it. Caller, then go alter it. Before you, then we not alter it 1 million times before you reach Abuja. So I want him to remove the distance and sign the electoral act. Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Oh, Sandra, this is Meg.
Hi, Meg. Hi, good to have you on the show. Happy New Year.
Okay, I'm very glad I got through to talk about this topic. I want to sympathize with your Romani family. My prayer is that God will give them the peace and the comfort that they need at this time. It's very unfortunate we are where we are. I don't know the evidence the DPP had to reach the decision that they reached, but I would have thought they would have exercised more care and more time towards this issue. We saw online, I don't know how true the autopsy that was released online, whether it's true, whether it's false.
It is true. The one from the Delta State Police.
Yes, the one from the Delta State doctor.
Yes.
I heard the father this afternoon talk on Arise TV that the pathologist from Warri left before they finished whatever they were doing in Lagos. Whatever made the man to leave, he said they brought the boy's body on a Tuesday. The pathologist from Warri left on a Wednesday, and they still had his body. So I don't know. But you see, it is sad because this is typical of Nigeria. This is typical of Nigeria. Was I expecting anything different? My answer is no to you, Sandra, because as far as people are concerned, as far as those in authority are concerned, people like us don't have a voice. We don't have anybody to speak for us. I don't know what Femi Falana is going to do about this. I don't know if they can reopen the case. I don't know if the parents have further evidence or further indict the people involved. But again, what shocks me is that even the school that gave a contradictory story that this little boy got injured from playing soccer, they were exonerated. So where did the story of soccer come from? Who did he play soccer with? All of this, for me, is just a tale of trying to hide the truth. The young girl who died in a private school in Abuja, it was the same sepsis that they said killed her. It was the same sepsis. So what are we talking about? What are we talking about? My heart bled when I saw Sylvester's mother yesterday night. I was crying as she was crying because I have three children. And if something like this had happened to one of them, I would have been in her shoes. It's quite unfortunate. I don't know if the family will ever get justice. But my prayer this afternoon for them is that they will find peace with God. That God will give them the peace that passes all understanding. And they will begin to see that with him on their side, they can move on away from this tragedy. Thank you very much for the opportunity to share my thoughts, Sandra.
Thank you, Meg, for calling us. If you just tuned in, Lagos, you're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. This is The Big Three. And on this segment of Hard Facts, we talk about three of the biggest stories of the day. We're joined now by Annabel Oromoni. She's Sylvester's sister. Annabel, thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having me.
First of all, on behalf of all the listeners of Hard Facts and the staff and management of Nigeria Info, please accept our heartfelt condolences.
Thanks.
What's your reaction and the family's reaction to the DPP's advice not to prosecute the suspects?
I spoke to my dad yesterday, and honestly, like, this is just a tactic or just a way to justify the reopening of the school. And I feel like Nigeria, like, obviously we know Nigeria works a lot in like a power structure. There's always like power plays involved. So this is like, I don't think the police officer or the commissioner or whatever, I don't think he has released, I didn't see anything. I think everything literally has just been said with word of mouth, like the DPP advised this and this was said and that was said. And it's like the autopsy came out and the toxic, there's no toxicology report, or the toxicology report came out and it doesn't say anything. Like everything is just with their mouth, because they know that Nigerians live in fear most of the time, and they have the ability to just say something and get everyone to cave, even without having things to back up whatever they are saying.
So you're saying you're saying that you've not seen the autopsy report from the Lagos State government?
They haven't shown us anything. We've been asking them to show us. They haven't shown us anything. The autopsy report going around is the only autopsy report. And what's funny is, even before the autopsy report came out, I had, there's a an ex-classmate of mine, like a senior of mine in school, from high boarding school, who's a doctor right now, and she had analyzed my brother's injuries, and she had mentioned the intracranial pressure that he had with his head and all of that. And this was all before the autopsy came out. So anyone who's medically inclined would know that everything they're saying is rubbish. But they know that, like, the average Nigerian would struggle to read that autopsy, or would need to be broken it down in, into, like, what we can understand. Like, I needed to have it broken down to what I could understand. So they know that, and they're sitting on that hill, so they could just mention things like acute pneumonia. What does that have to do with what was wrong with him? Like, it's all rubbish. And at this point, like, the advice or whatever is being given, like, this is just like powers that play. There is a reason why they do not want this case to get to court. There is a reason why everything being done right now is to use power to get over, to pretty much try to oppress us, except it's not going to work.
What is, like, being done? Tell us what is being done right now.
So what is being done right now is, I know that there is a coroner's report that's meant to be done for, I think it's been adjourned to January 15th was what my dad said to me. They haven't even done that yet. So, like, how, like, what is being said? Like, how are these things coming to be, and why aren't they informing the family that is directly involved in all of this? Like, why aren't they telling us, oh, we didn't find anything? Why, like, why aren't they saying that to us? Like, it's like they at this point are just trying to, like, mislead Nigerians and create a different narrative so that everyone just stays in panic. And honestly, it's just a form of intimidation, except it's honestly not going to work. Like, justice is going to happen, and it might not happen in the way that everyone is wanting it to happen, but it's going to happen regardless.
Okay.
Like, I'm a journalist.
Yeah.
I have people, like, we have, there are things, there are, like, the media is powerful, so it's going to happen regardless. And this is the Lagos State government. This is not Nigeria. This is just the Lagos State government.
I have to ask a question. The DPP said that they replied in part to the Lagos autopsy report, which said that your brother passed from pneumonia and septicemia, right? But of course, the autopsy in Delta State said that he inhaled toxic chemicals and he had blunt force trauma. Why was the second autopsy done? We've been hearing conflicting stories about why the first one wasn't accepted. Why was the second one done?
So this is honestly really kind of weird, because what had happened was, like, we're from Delta State. Like, so, like, that's our hometown. Like, we're from Niger Delta. So I don't know what's weird. Like, we did our autopsy before the Lagos did their autopsy. So our autopsy, we had our autopsy results for a very long time.
Okay.
We had our autopsy results for a very long time, even before all of this came out. And it was literally, the news that came out yesterday, we had heard about it. Like, I had spoken to my elder brother about it on New Year's Eve.
Okay.
So we had expected this. And that was what triggered the release of the autopsy, because we knew that they were trying to change everything, change the complete narrative.
Okay.
But there is the second autopsy that everyone is talking about. Where is it?
Why did it need to be done to begin with?
That's what I myself, that's the same question that I need to ask the Lagos government, because I'll tell you how the autopsy happened. So the Doane College was a party. Like, I think they had a pathologist involved.
Okay.
The families of the accused, of my brother, of the people that were accused of killing my brother, had their own pathologist. I have absolutely no idea and no reason. Like, I have no idea why, because I don't even think that's okay.
Okay.
And then the Lagos State government had their own pathologist.
Okay.
And then we had our pathologist that did ours in Warri.
Okay.
There as a witness. And before all of this happened, like, we already knew that things were trying to happen because we had our person there. And it's kind of hard when you're trying to turn things around when there's one person who doesn't really want, like, who's being difficult. Like, the pathologists haven't opened their mouth to say anything. There is no, we don't know the name of these other pathologists, but our pathologist's name is there, would stand and defend his report any day, anytime. These people, the three autopsies that that were done in Lagos, where is the report? Like, literally, it does not exist. So
nobody in your family has seen the report from the Lagos State Government.
We haven't seen anything. So the second autopsy that's literally being spoken about, I have no clue where it comes from. Like, and honestly, maybe I'm wrong. I'd have to ask my dad. Like, I spoke to my dad last night. I have no clue where that came from. So literally, these people, like I said, it's literally all they're talking based on word of mouth. The DPP said this, which obviously, like, they could have said, but they wouldn't bag these things on paper, because paper would take you somewhere, would hold you accountable. So, like, they won't really bag these things as signing, as this, as that. They should do it. They should bring it out. And because autopsy shows detailed what's acute pneumonia, how? Like, autopsies will address the cause of what's the problem. Like, okay, acute pneumonia, where is it from? What, like, you just don't say this happened, that happened. It doesn't work that way in an autopsy. So they should release it. Like, everything they said doesn't, even the things they said he has, my younger brother was telling me how he had tried to do his research, and they don't even add up. Acute pneumonia from where?
I want to stay on that a bit. Now, you saw Sylvester, you heard his words. Did you see Sylvester? Did you hear his words?
I live in Canada, so I didn't see him. I did speak to him before. I did speak to him the weekend before he passed away.
Okay.
I spoke precisely the day my dad was taking him home.
Okay.
And I had spoken to my dad, and he had told me what was going on and how there was no flight from Warri to Lagos. And what had happened was, like, majority of my siblings, we live outside of the country.
Okay.
And my last three siblings, one of them is the one who just passed away, but the last two, one of them had just graduated from Doane.
Okay.
And the other one was in SS1.
Okay.
So we were the only ones in the country at the time. My other brother had left to the UK
okay.
a few days before, and my elder sister had also left to the UK a few days before.
Okay.
So that was why, when they even called, because even the report was kind of stupid, like the report that Doane released, because when he called us and told us it was a football injury, because when I spoke to my dad, when he was my brother, that was exactly what he told me. This was before my brother had even mentioned any names. He was like, that he doesn't know that they said that Bobo's fell, we sustained injuries during soccer, that he's in a lot of pain, that he does. So I spoke to, like, we were very confused because we trusted the school. Like, all the times that I was back in Nigeria, they wouldn't even let me go visit my siblings in school because they're like, oh, they have protocol, this, that. So it's like, okay, well, I guess the school is safe. My younger brother, who's 19 years old, was the first person to go to Doane. The rest of my went somewhere else. Mm-hmm. But we removed him because we wanted to, like, remove him from bullying.
Okay.
You know, my younger sister was like, she doesn't want that. She saw how, like, her said boys were bullied in SS1, so she doesn't want that for him. And that was how he started Dowen. So Dowen was, like, in quotes, our safe, we thought was the safe school for our siblings at the time.
Right.
Just the last four were the ones who went to Dowen.
Right.
So, yeah, so even the whole, like, situation of, like, him just, of me not really, of us not really knowing what was going on with him, mm-hmm. when they had called us, with no one being in Lagos at the time, because mm-hmm. we have a family home in Lagos, mm-hmm. but everyone who lives there was out of the country. Mm-hmm. So we had said, okay, like, and there was no flight, like I said. So mm-hmm. that was why we had asked them, based on a football injury mm-hmm. in a school mm-hmm. that you trust, mm-hmm. that you pay a lot of money for, mm-hmm. they can't hold your kid for one more day. They can't hold your kid. You said it's on a football injury, like what we were told.
So you told them to hold the kid for one more day while you found a flight to take your brother back to
It wasn't me. It was my mom that they had spoken to, right? Okay. Like, it was my mom that they had spoken to about all of this. So, like, what had happened was when they told her he was sick, mm-hmm. she. I tried to, like, figure out how to get him. Mm-hmm. And then we realized that there were no flights, so we couldn't get him out of the school immediately.
On time, right.
So my dad, with no being flight, my dad had to take the road mm-hmm. bus, right? Mm-hmm. So with everything that the school had told us, right? Mm-hmm. Like, my brother's body was swollen, but the only, like, main physical injury he had was at his, like, upper lip, right? A lot, the rest of it was mainly internal.
Okay.
So he was in a lot of pain, mm-hmm. but, like, my dad couldn't, like, it's like, what's
you couldn't
going
see
on?
The physical reason for the pain.
Yeah, we didn't understand what was going on. And my younger brother, he gets, like, he's very outspoken, but I know that sometimes he can get scared because when I was in Nigeria, mm-hmm. there was a period where I talked about giving him something and he was very scared because he was like, oh no, that if he takes it, that police will stop him. And I'm like, you're, then he was like 9 or so. I was like, you're fine, nobody will do anything to you. And he almost started to cry. That was how scared he was for something that I kind of thought was not real, but to him, it was very real. So I can't imagine how this experience must have even, like, how it must have. And I'm very glad that he finally said something. I'm very glad he finally said something, but, like, they really tried to take his voice from him.
Did he say anything about his experience that would align with this idea that he was sick with pneumonia?
Hell no. Absolutely. Like, this literally all came from thin air. Like, it came from space. It came from space. Like, the thing about autopsies is that it's, like, hearsay, destiny. There is always, like, there is always someone to be brought from somewhere. Like, to tell, like, there are things that can be done if it's really, it's hearsay based on autopsy. Like, because autopsy is pretty much, it's pretty much straightforward. The corruption is what's making everything so foggy. So that's just what's happening in this situation.
What's the next step for the family? If there's no prosecution, what are you hoping to do?
Honestly, like, I have my own, like, ideas just as a writer.
Okay.
But I don't really have, I wouldn't say I sit down thinking of all the, because it's hard. Like, I'm just coping for the most part. So I just try to go day by day. Like, yesterday was very difficult for me. Today is better. So I don't really, like, try to plan. Like, sometimes when the moments come, I can. But I wouldn't say, like, I have right now, like, the point that I have. The point that I have a plan to is where I'm at right now, which is pretty much talking to you. And, you know, like, that's where I'm at right now. And like, obviously I'd have things to further, but I feel like the road would get clearer as like
as things keep on.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so that's pretty much what, like, we're just leaning on to hope and faith and just like strength, and we're not fools, and we're an army. So we're going to, like, Nigeria will not be able to just like oppress us. Like, Lagos won't just think they can just, based on money and based on influence and all of that, just like, I understand that that's how it works and that's pretty much the status quo, but there are outliers in the situation, and this is going to be an outlier in the situation. This is not going to be a situation where we caved. Like, when nine kids saw my mom's tears everywhere, like, it's not something that we're just going to put at the back of our head and say, okay, like, we forgive everybody. There's no forgiveness here. Like, it's not happening.
Annabella Romoni, thank you once again, and I promise that we'll keep talking about this here on Hard Facts. Thank you for your time.
Of course. Thank you so much. Bye.
Lagos, let's keep talking. At the moment, we have Ijaw Youth Council in front of Dowen College, and they are threatening that if Dowen College reopens on Monday, they will keep protesting there. They've been protesting there since about 2 p.m. If you are watching our live stream still, you can see footage of some young people gathered in front of Dowen College protesting the report from the DPP yesterday. Did the DPP make the right call? Especially hearing Miss Oromoni has said, she claims that her family has not seen this autopsy report from Lagos. Women, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Men, call us on men, call us on 0700-993-993-993. Women, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. We don't have WhatsApp today, so please, all your comments will have to come on Facebook. If you've shared something on WhatsApp already, please go on Facebook, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks
Hello,
for calling. Sandra. What's your name, ma'am?
Happiness from Ikorodu.
Welcome, Happiness.
Sandra. Hello, Sandra.
I'm hearing you. Go ahead.
I'm speechless. I'm just speechless. It's so painful and heartbroken that Nigeria cannot give justice. This is Sylvester's death, and see how he's been covered up everywhere. Sandra, this is not nice. This is supposed to be a country, not animal kingdom. What is happening in this country? Sandra is so sad, very sad, very sad to hear. Have a lovely day.
Have a lovely day yourself. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, ma'am?
I'm Esther Ogun, and I'm calling from Ikorodu.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Fine. We know this is how it all turns out. Is it not 2 years ago, the one of Deeper Life happened? I'm not mistaken. Another one happened last year, January.
Deeper Life was also last year.
Deeper Life was also last year.
That's right.
Good. And now, since then, we never heard of anything. What about this one that just happened? We are not saying those kids should be jailed. But at least, they should learn lesson. It shouldn't just be that they sweep everything under the carpet, that nothing happened. We should stop using people's lives for politics. We don't use people's lives to play politics. But here in Nigeria, anything goes for anything. It is bad. It's not supposed to be so. The child that I carried for 9 months, that I had stillbirth, I cried for complete 3 months, even up to now. I have another child, but I still feel the pain because I tell myself that the labor did even take up to 2 hours. What happened? Talk more of a 12-year-old child spending a lot of money on that child, and at the end of the day, the child will just die like that for nothing's sake, just because of some careless people, some children that have been raised wrongly. The parents that are keeping their children, that their children did not do anything. I pray the children will not implicate them more in future, or the children will not kill them in future. But I know that one day one day, Sandra, those children, what they did to Sylvester, they still bounce back on it.
All right. Thank you for calling, Mercy. 99.3, hello.
Hey, Sandra, my sister, how are you?
I'm very well. Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Kelvin.
Welcome, Kelvin.
Yes, that was the voice of a grieving mother that you played there.
Hmm.
And I was almost moved to tears. We should be ashamed of ourselves as a country that a young boy who had a bright future ahead of him to explore all the possibilities of life was just cut short like that. And we are busy parabolating. It's a shame to us as a country. With Sylvester's case, go on like the many cases of unresolved murders cases we have in this country. Because from what I'm seeing, Lagos State government and everybody involved in this case has not done justice to this matter. They have not done justice to this matter. And I keep wondering, why are you keeping the autopsy reports from the family? Is there anything that is more to this? What is wrong with us? The soul of this innocent boy must not go just like that. Justice must be done so that as time goes on, those that are still involved in this bullying eating in the schools will be knit to the board. I want to pay my condolences to the family. Please, mommy, just take it easy. Don't just cry too much and just take it easy. All the family members, please accept our condolences. Those of us that are parents, we know what it means. Lose a child of 12. My daughter is about that age, 12 years old. This is not, I'm so heartbroken. Please stop taking this. Justice will be done. I know something keeps telling me inside me that the case of Sylvester will not go unresolved, like the many numerous unresolved cases we have had in this country. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. What's your name, sir?
Yeah, my name is Peter.
Good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
Sandra, my heart is beating seriously. And, you know, I was driving and I had to, like, when I heard that woman crying. Sandra, I don't know what's really going on in Lagos State. And everything about this, because the bulk of anything stop at governor's table. I don't know why someone who is so controversial. From NSAS, controversy. Building collapse, controversy. Even the one of yesterday, my God, controversy. What is really going on? Let me tell you, my sister. As long as God exists, as long as this life of this young boy just die like that and they want to cover up, no, it will never happen. God is on the throne. Tell someone, if he can hear me, let him wake up and do the right thing at the right time. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name, ma'am?
My name is Ngozi. I'm calling from Oba.
Ngozi, welcome.
Honestly, I read the report from the Director of Public Prosecution on one of the online media yesterday.
Right.
Much I do not want to agree that there is outright 100% complicity in that report.
Mm.
But when this incident happened, there were stories all over the social media, and I saw a woman who went to church to give a testimony for her son surviving such similar bullying. Are we as Nigerians also going to do away with such eyewitness accounts and personal life experience? Because that report, I'm even not talking about the autopsy report, I'm talking about them saying they've investigated the activities in the school. There is nothing suggesting there is a court activity going on in that school or anything like bullying. But there are so many stories that came out during this incident to say that there were bullies in that school. The structure of that school does not support hostel accommodation. Are we doing away with such similar reports? I will advise Mommy Oromoni, if they are well-to-do, to actually call in a pathologist from South Africa to do another autopsy. I know that anything can happen in Nigeria, but of course it's a shame. Because when George Floyd Mayweather was killed in America, Black Lives Matter took that case everywhere and justice was served. I wish Nigeria is like America. I wish there would be a movement like Oromoni Junior Sylvester life actually matters. And that will bring to fore what is happening in all those private schools. This boy's life has gone. Yes, there is no, protest that will bring his life back. But we can save many more Sylvester Oromoni's life. And his case is not the first one. There's an Abuja incident. What are we doing as a government? What are we doing as a people? How do we hold people who have done private schools to business and social class and Al-Shebi lifestyle club? How do we hold them accountable? Honestly, I'm pissed off, Sandra. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us. Well, we spoke with, first of all, you heard the voice of Sylvester Oromoni's mother, and then you heard from his sister. His sister says the family hasn't seen this autopsy report that the DPP is basing his recommendation on. She also says that their own family had their own pathologist, the Lagos state government had their own, and then the families of the suspect indicted by Sylvester also had their own pathologist. She said that she found that very odd because she didn't see the reason why they would also have their own pathologists working in a case where they were suspects. She said quite a number of things, and you can listen again when we upload the podcast version of this episode on our website. Our website is www.nigeriainfo.fm. It's also available to watch on Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3, on YouTube, Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome. What's your name, sir?
Yes, good afternoon, Sandra. My name is Samuel. I'm calling from the TV.
Welcome. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want to contribute. It's very, very unfortunate this happened. Something similar happened to my family as well.
Okay.
So what we need to be clamoring for now, because there's no amount of compensation that can bring back the life of that boy,
right,
is for everybody to now start fighting against bullying and cultism in schools.
Okay.
Because this thing will continue to happen. If they sweep it under the carpet, I'm disappointed in Lagos state government. I'm a Lagosian, but I'm disappointed in Lagos state government. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3. Hello. Good evening.
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good to have you on the show, ma'am. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Ngozi Sandra.
Welcome, Ngozi.
Honestly, I would say at this point I am broken. Last night I watched the video where the boy's mother was there, praying bitterly, pouring out her heart to God. And I said to myself, this boy could have been any person's son. Honestly, Sandra, I don't know how people sleep. What happens to the testament of this poor boy on his dying bed? Can a little boy of 12 lie against his fellow students, even on his dying sick bed? What happened? Why is the government so quick to acquit the people involved in this case? Why have we turned this nation to a place where money is more valuable than life? Why do we keep lying to ourselves? Why do we keep raising monsters that will come back hunting us? Tomorrow, all of us will still come back crying instead of kneeling this evil when it's still much tender. Honestly, Sandra, I don't know. But I feel this heavy burden in my heart that this case is not going to lie like every other one. Even if the government refused to do the needful, I know the God that we serve, the God that that woman called upon, will visit each and every person involved in this act, one after the other. Thank you, Sandra.
Thank you very much for calling us. 99.3, hello.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening. What's your name, ma'am?
This is Rosemary, calling you from Ogun State.
Welcome, Rosemary.
Thank you so much. I get so worried in my heart over this nation. I'm bleeding from my heart over Nigeria. Why are we doing this to ourselves? Why are we heaping us wickedness over this nation? Where have our hearts that God has smelled with iron? My only prayer is that our leaders should know that the sins of the father will be visited on the children up to 10th generation. Let those that know how to speak the truth stand by the truth. You might stand alone, but stand by the truth, because the end will justify the means. My heart goes to Romani's family. I listen to Annabelle. But please, we should not create a generation that will heap curse on us when we are far gone, so that there will be a nation state called Nigeria. Thank you, Sandra. God bless you.
Bless you as well. Thank you very much for calling us. All right, I've got access to WhatsApp now, so I can read some messages here. For those saying that the governor wants to cover up, what will the governor gain from covering the result? We've got someone who says the parents and family of Sylvester should leave everything for God, because it is only in Nigeria that human rights are not respected. Nigeria will never progress if it is hell-bent on diverting justice. It is not a curse, it is what it is. How will the family members of Sylvester feel? That's Adams there with that message. Lagos State government wants to tell us that late Sylvester Romani bullied himself, beat up himself, forced some toxic substances on himself, and it all happened within the school premises. Christian from Aja with that message. We've got another one here. All right, that's not for us. I think you deleted it. Okay. Sandra, there's no justice in this country. You remember the woman that her husband was killed in a hotel in Osun State? The woman have turned to God for justice. Yesterday, PMB's interview session with Channels TV wasn't the first interview where he has shown or proven his incapacity to lead. We've witnessed and seen more interviews within and outside the country where he goofs, where he shows his inability, his weaknesses to respond to questions, his inability to understand the question, his inability to answer well. It's just unfortunate. That's a message from Adegboyega Adedeji. Adegboyega, thank you very much for your message. Alabi from AJ says, what's the problem of Nigeria and justice? This country is far gone. My condolences to the family. All right. Sandra, I know that they will turn it to another way, but God will judge them. That's Bello from Ikoyi with that message. Let me come back to the phone lines. 99.3. Hello. 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 You're the one I'm talking to. You
Hello,
with your radio
sorry,
on.
Sorry.
Hi. Thanks Hello. For calling. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Michael.
Michael, welcome.
I was just thinking, I didn't know you have already picked my call.
Okay.
What I want to say is that somebody called in and he said, and he made a statement about how this, a lot of issues that have been happening in Lagos State and the governor has been controversial in it. Mm. I want you to actually look into that word. Very, very, very important. The ESAS team, this team involved this man. It was either here or there. The building collapse in the Koyi, it was either here or then. This boy's case too now. The family have the autopsy. Now they are having another autopsy that they cannot even present to the family. And yet, why are we like this in this country? And why are our government officials, why was the governor in Magodo yesterday? For what? There is a law that has been the Supreme Court has finalized that case over 8 years ago. They did not execute all those things. Now the landowners of those places. Hello.
Hello, Michael. Yes, we're hearing you. Go ahead.
So that's all I'm saying. It was there unnecessarily yesterday too. I'm just trying to divert. But this says a lot about this person. What is going on?
All right. Thank you very much for calling. I wish we had more time to keep taking your thoughts, but we will talk about Sylvester's story again at 5 o'clock, because it's a Lagos story and it's one of the biggest stories out of Lagos. And we will be talking about the biggest stories out of Lagos from 2021. So be with us at 5 p.m. when we come back to this subject, alongside a lot of other stories out of Lagos from 2021. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, S. Ezekwesili. We've got Vaughn here to bring you the news at 4 o'clock. When she's done, Onyi Sunday will be here to bring you League of Extraordinary Nigerians. Don't go away.